Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see a sevenfold description of God's Son. And we went in verse number 2 about the sevenfold description. We see the first one talks about in verse number 2, whom he appointed heir, H-E-I-R, of all things. Why is that so important? When we talk about the heir of all things, and we discuss this just quickly by way of review, he became heir through the human side, through the incarnation. We'll find out he created all things. He owns it all. It all belongs to him. But he's also the heir of all things. It talks about when the first man, Adam, if you remember, he was given dominion over the seas and over all the animals. Remember the land animals? He gave him dominion over the whole earth, which, boy, I could talk about that for a while. When we studied the book of Genesis, we talked about Adam being able to, he called all the animals by name. Remember, this is before sin had entered into the garden, and all the animals had come to Adam. And they think of the first man, a lot of people think of some kind of caveman dragging a club, you know, and a bones in his nose, you know, kind of a hooba-hooba. No, Adam was the most intelligent man that ever lived, even more than Solomon, okay? Because he was created in his innocence, and God created him. So he called animals here, what is this, will? It's not in whatever language, probably whatever language he spoke. He said, well, this is a monkey, this is a lion, this is whatever it is, you know. Very intelligent. Well, he had dominion over all these, but when sin came, he lost dominion, okay? Well, Jesus Christ, through his incarnation, he became the heir because he conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave. And because of that, through his human side, by the way, Jesus Christ was not half man, half God. Jesus Christ was fully man and fully God. And that's why we see Jesus as the creator. We're going to see that next part there. But he also is the heir. It all not only belongs to him, but he got it by right. Adam forfeited it. There's a fellow years ago, what's his name? He wrote that Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. Who was that? Who wrote that? Paradise Lost. Anyway, kind of Jesus Christ became heir because of he was given the right and the authority because of what he did here on his human side. And then the second description, by whom he made the worlds, in verse number 2. He was appointed heir of all things. That's through his human side, the humanity. By whom also he made the worlds. This is his divine side. He's the creator of all things. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. We know the triunity of the Godhead. Again, you've learned this when we were in the book of Genesis. It speaks of the Elohim. That's why when God said, let us make man in our image, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we're in the image and the likeness of God. We are composed of three parts, okay? We are called a trichotomous being. There's spirit, soul, and body. Again, we won't get into that this morning. Y'all are Bible students. You've been here long enough. You understand that completely. Amen? One or two of you said amen. But we do. Matter of fact, just know that when we are saved, just so you know, I know this goes out over the radio, over the internet and all. What is saved is your spirit. You must be born again. That's the spirit of God. We use the term often, we're going soul winning. I understand that. But literally at the point of birth, it's not your soul that is saved. It's your spirit that is birthed again, that is born again. It's your soul that has to be shaped. Okay, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And it's your soul, your mind, that day by day is being more conformed. Are y'all following?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want you to misuse that term when they say soul. I don't know what they're talking about. But biblically, it's the spirit that is born again. It's your soul that is being made into the likeness, a day-by-day process. And it's the flesh, is that third part of the trichotomous being, that it won't be saved until glorification. So we can say this. A lot of people are confused about this. I have been saved, I am being saved, and I will be saved. Do you get that? My spirit has been saved, sealed for eternity. I'm on my way to heaven. My soul is being saved. Your mind is being conformed to the Lord. And then my body one day will be completely saved and will be made perfect. So we see that he is the creator of all things, Genesis 1:1. Then in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, in the beginning was the Word. We know this is describing Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same, speaking of Jesus, the Word, was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the creator of the world. When he said, let there be light, there was light. Matter of fact, in Hebrew, I learned this a while back again studying, and I'm not in languages. I don't even know English very well. But it's interesting when you study about the languages, where literally, where it says, and let there be light, what it says in the Hebrew says, literally, it says this, light be, light was. Let that sink in. In English, it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. But literally in Hebrew, light be. That's the spoken. Light be, and light was. Do you get that? That's pretty cool. All right, that's how it is in Hebrew. Well, in the book of Colossians, chapter number 1, verse number 16. For by him, Jesus Christ, all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him. We'll get in that a little bit later. Not just by him, but for him. For his glory and all. So we see that back in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 2. By whom also he made the worlds. Again, the word worlds does not mean terra firma. It does not mean this earth. It means the ages, the aeons. Time out of mind. Before Genesis 1:1, there was God. He created anything that was before Genesis 1:1. Including time. Are y'all following?
Yeah.
I follow, but I don't understand. Oh, you who says, you got a greater mind than I do. It's because God is infinite. Our mind's finite. Infinite is time out of mind. And I use this illustration. I can't even fathom what Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost were doing before there was anything. Now, Ronnie might can, because he's kind of, I'm just picking at him, okay? But yeah, before he created the heavens and the earth, before he created the sun and moon, before he created the angels, before he created the seraph, the cherub, before he created anything, it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That blows my mind. What did they do? I know they talked about eternity and things in order, but after that, what else did they do? And I'm not talking about sitting around playing chess or checkers. I'm not talking about that, you know. But what a mighty God we serve. An awesome God. And he's the creator. And that's what that means. By whom also he made the worlds, not just earth, the sun, moon, stars. No, no, no. It means time. The ages upon the ages upon the ages. In him is time. We can't fathom that. Well, let me move on. Verse number 3. That's where I left off. Who... being the, this is the third description of the sevenfold description of God's Son, and these two verses is the third one. Who being the brightness of his glory. Now that word brightness is an interesting word. It means the shining forth, or literally the off shining, the reflection of God. I'm gonna put it this way. We will never see God the Father. Never. I know this blows your mind.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.